Okay.
Well, now they took a...
Now, was this a... This was a bed in...
Bedstead.
Just like any other kind of a bed.
But generally homemade.
In the railing, three-quarters.
And they bored holes about this far apart in the railings on each side. Mm-hmm. And they wove a rope backwards and forwards through that. Now, that's what... Back when I was a child...
Boy, they drilled holes in either side of...
Of the bed railing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they...
About how far apart? Maybe a foot?
About 6 inches.
6 inches.
Yeah. And they called it a corded bed. And that's all there was to it about it.
What kind of mattress did they have?
Didn't have none. They had straw ticks. A lot of times people made ticks out of corn shucks, pulled them up, and that's the best tick anybody ever had.
Did people ever use, cotton? Well, there wasn't a whole lot of cotton grown here, but did people ever use stuff like that?
No, we didn't.
How about chicken feathers?
Well, now we made pillows out of them, and goose feathers.
I guess goose feathers were kind of expensive.
But they're best. The goose feathers are softer than the chicken feathers.
Did you raise many geese?
Not too many. The old ganders would fight you so you couldn't stand them. You were young.
Okay, let's see. Oh, what do you call the things that you grow in a small patch by your house? Usually the things that you cook.
Garden.
Okay, and what do you grow there?
Well...
You just classify them.
Well, tomatoes and onions and cabbage and carrots and beets, cucumbers, and corn. I'd say that's about all. And I can't remember what you call it. Squash. Little squash.
Any special name for those? There are a lot of different.
Well, now the ones that that lady brought me just a while ago from out here, they're about this long. About
what,
that
big. Be what,
a squash.
8 inches? Yeah.
About, 6 or 8 inches.
Mm-hmm. They have any special shape or just the regular yellow?
Well, they're long and then they've got a little end to them up next to the stem, you know, got a small end to them.
How about gourds?
Well, people used to raise gourds in here and back. No, I don't reckon you do anything with gourds. Only just dry them and let, you know, use the hull back then. I barely can remember that when I was a child. They had springs along the roads or paths.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever there was a good spring, well, he'd be fixed up by somebody. And they put a gourd at one of them springs to drink out of.
That's really nice.
And then a lot of people decorated with them.
Uh-huh.
Painted them and set them by the fireplace or just anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen, now this lady out here's got one. I started to ask her the other day where she got it. It done dried and fixed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't. But that's the first one I'd seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you had to class all these things that you grow in a patch or a garden that you fix, what would you call
vegetables.
It? Okay. And you said you call this thing just a patch or
mm-hmm.
a garden?
Yeah, a garden.
What do you call a pretty well-known southern food that it comes from corn, and I don't know whether you bleach the corn first or what. It's white and you have...
Hominy.
Hominy's white?
Yeah. Especially the ones you make yourself, it's always white. We make it out of white corn. We used to, did I? Ain't none years. And some of it's made out of yellow corn.